Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we going right now. Any fucking takers? I mean, they could be taken several ways. But what I mean is, I'm offering all kind of shit. I'm just wondering, is it any takers? Because, believe it or not, I've been getting a lot of goddamn instant messages about the course and the tools. But motherfuckers are skeptical. I mean, I really can't wrap my mind around a person doubting me or my course at this point. You know, I have an open forum 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sometimes a week where I'm open to any person's complaint about anything they bought from me. And I'm saying, you listeners, don't you think if someone didn't feel they got their money or $1,500, they feel they didn't get their money's worth, you would hear about it? I mean, don't you think that? I think I would have heard something. Then again, if there's nothing to complain about, why look for complaints? Especially when I know you motherfuckers hear past students calling in, you hear people attesting to the value my course brings to their life, and you really hear about the value. Maybe you don't, but you really hear about the value Sidewalk University has. It just makes me want to find out how to alleviate all the skepticism, you know, so I can just feel comfortable. I mean, I keep looking for any improvement I can make. And why do I do this? I don't fucking know, other than I'm just like you, becoming more and more fucking hooked on this technology that I can use to do this and do that. It's just really important for me to leave something. Leave this goddamn earth and have made an impression on some people. You know, sometimes I can't even sleep thinking about that shit. I don't want to be here and simply die. I want to be here and have served a greater purpose to be remembered for the good that I actually did as a pimp and as a, you know, a regular man to my fellow man. I made a lot of shit, invented some shit, but, you know, I couldn't get nobody to take me serious. So, you know, I just, you know, fuck inventing some shit. I know I was a hell of a great motherfucker in the fields that I've been in. So, I didn't invent shit to sell, but I did harness the essence of what made me a natural motherfucker, and I put it in my motherfucking course. Now, just in case you didn't know, I was a motherfucker in my chosen field, and I'm becoming a motherfucker in my second choice field. Well, maybe I shouldn't say my second choice field. Because this is a natural progression of me, you know, being dedicated, being down and dedicated, you know, to the life I live. Salute to you motherfuckers who believe in this motherfucking game. And a quadruple salute to you motherfuckers that live this shit and that you are real about this shit. Because it's a big difference than a motherfucker who feels the same than those who are the same. Shit. You gotta earn your motherfucking shit. You know, I done sold a lot of tools for conversation, and I done received as many compliments on their effectiveness. There are guides. They're guides for you. You get up on them, not the tools, I'm saying you get up on the guides, whatever they are, wherever they may come from for you, because they're different for everybody. But these guides, you got to pay attention to. 216, what's up?
Hey, Bud, I once heard an older gentleman say that people like you are carrying the torch for this game still, and if y'all put it down, wouldn't nobody even really talk about the game? So, look, I got a question for you hearing that.
Come on.
Do you think it could ever be like an American Pimp in 2022, like a movie, like a documentary like that ever again around now?
I doubt it. I doubt if it ever will be anything like that, because it's already been 20 years, and you just seen all kind of shit that supposed to be like that, but it may or may not have real pimps in it. But it didn't have the effectiveness that American Pimp had. See, American Pimp, what it did, it did show the glamour. But what it actually did was show the intelligence of pimps, show how their conversation and how what they believe is effective for them. And the American public, who thought pimps was, you know what I'm saying, one of them kind of niggas, they saying that pimps is some smooth motherfuckers. And no, and you know what, man? I went to Park City, Utah, and represented that film. That was at the Sundance Film Festival. And they kept, once the film was over, you know, you get up on the stage in the audience, which is media, they ask you a bunch of questions about the film and shit. So they asked the Hughes brothers, why the fuck would you guys make some shit like this? Why would you do that? And the Hughes brothers explained blah, 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 blah. And then they kept asking them about the actors. And the Hughes brothers was trying to say, wasn't no actors in there. And then they say, here, listen, you can talk to this Roseboy right here. So they start talking to me. And they asked me, where did I learn to act like that? And I say, you guys are misunderstanding. This is, no one in there is acting. Each one of the people in there are real pimps. And when I told them that, it was like a big hush over the audience. And then someone finally said, you mean they're not actors? Because they thought we were acting. And I say, fuck, you know, there is not one actor up there. We're all who we say we are. That's our name in the street. And what we're talking about is what we do. And from that point on, that shit took a whole nother meaning to them Peckerwoods. Because each one of them was looking for Huggy Bear. Ain't no goddamn Huggy Bear out there. And I told them, that's why your daughter get caught. You send them out there looking for Huggy Bear, and they run into me. Oh, they loved it then, man. I'm telling you, the first...
Hey, Bud, you couldn't have told me I wasn't no actors, but you know, me being of the streets, I already know y'all wasn't, but the performance on camera was just so cinematic. So it looked like that, but it's like, nah, niggas is really that flamboyant, intellectual, intelligent. At least he used to be. I got to say he used to be. I don't know about these days, man.
Man, see, this is what I'm saying. You asked me, would it ever be another one like that? Fuck no, man, because it really lets you in on how pimps are. Whether you believe it, whether you accept it, whether you want it, this is why your daughter get caught. You tell her to watch out for the motherfucker with the gold teeth and the big hat and all that goddamn shit when she run into my black ass.
Right.
And then when I tell her I'm a pimp, she say, oh, come on. You don't know how many times I got to damn near make them believe I'm a pimp. Whereas when you turn one out, I mean, you know, they don't be knowing. Because they be thinking what their parents done told them or what TV done told them. American pimp told you the fucking truth. Period.
Right.
You got anything else, bro?
No, that was it. That was it.
That was enough, man. Hey, that guy that was on here, I forgot what area code you was. Get back on here, man. Let me talk to you. Nigga can't be talking fast just because you on the line. So, you know what? What was I saying? This is not my second choice. This, what I'm doing, was a natural progression for me. You know, I really understand guides. You know, my tools, if that's the case, in my course, if that's the case, and these videos are all guides. They're for the serious. No, they don't tell you to put your left foot in front of your right foot and then put pressure on your left foot and raise your right foot up and put that in front of your left foot. It doesn't tell you how to walk. The guides aren't that rudiment. But for those that don't know how to walk, these motherfuckers could be entertainment for you until you get ready to be serious. You know, so far, motherfuckers, there's been a enticing response to, you know, my early registration. Although I've gotten a couple, I've told more than a couple, gotta wait to November. So that period, my birthday period, you know, you can get the double discount, because if you just get it now, $1,200 instead of $1,500 is discounted, but you don't get it for $800 like you do in the month of November. I mean, I'm just saying it because then it's all for January. And then in December, it's going to be back to $1,500. I mean, I'm just trying to be cool. I'm loving what's going on with my goddamn school. Wow. Let me calm down. I'm excited. You know, I'm sure even though I didn't graduate a lot of motherfuckers, there's a thousand times more of you motherfuckers out there searching for the same keys that they were searching for. You're searching for that motherfucker to get the real you to come out from hiding so you can play some of this shit we playing out here. Of course, I can't force you to do shit. But, you know, by the same token, do you see me when you look in the mirror? I mean, if you're happy with who you see looking back at you, so am I. But what would you rather see? Which one is the truth? Would you rather see you or would you rather see me when you stare in the mirror? I mean, we already counting down at SWU to end this year in spectacular form. Getting ready for our next powerful graduate dinner sponsored by the motherfucking graduates honoring Professor Dixon. Shit. I'm telling you, hope all's good with you. The new semester is coming. And it ain't waiting on now on the y'all. You know, sometimes decisions you make are hard to swallow, you know, like a bitter pill. I've made numerous decisions, all of which, when they was fucked up, I figured a way to sidestep it. So when they weren't, I just went through whatever that decision required. And I am much smarter than I was. But, you know, I'm a person who has grown used to getting what I want. And this shit sometimes be weighing heavy on my mind. And even if the decision that I'm, whatever I'm going to do about it, has already been made. I mean, shit. I'm going to stick to it. But the hard part will be, this is something that I let's say, don't want to do or should get rid of or blah, blah, blah. It's hard for me to hit the delete button. I mean, it just is. Because I had to do that to some of my shit. You know, because, you know, I write, I do all kind of goddamn shit. But some of that shit, I realized that I wasn't going to do nothing with it. I just wasn't. So I had to delete it. But it took me like, oh my God, it took me a long time to hit that button. You know, and when one of my partners called me and, you know, they asked me about the shit, not that shit, but they asked me what was going on and shit, and I told them about that shit. I'm just saying, it ain't nothing like getting your coat pulled by a motherfucker, a real bona fide motherfucker. Because think about it, who's going to pull my coat? I ain't listening to no bullshit you motherfuckers have to say. But this nigga say, fuck what you saying, I ain't telling. But contrary to popular belief, there are principles and boundaries you must obey if you want to be a man. And this nigga reminds me of that shit. He reminds me what I'm doing. What are you doing, nigga? You don't sound like you supposed to sound. Now, what I'm saying is that's all he told me if that's the case. You got to learn what the principles and the boundaries are. And you got to stay down for your motherfucking crown. You can't just learn what they are today and then 4 years from now, you ain't even doing the shit you learned. What do you think of the many motherfuckers who get on the internet and they have all these wise things to say, all these groups they start and on life or, you know, whatever. Or the game, whatever. How many of them motherfuckers have come and gone? I mean, if you really notice, they all attempt to compete with the brothers like me who tell the truth. But all of them motherfuckers fall off sooner or later. And it's only one reason. Because they don't have the wherewithal to keep going. Because this is not a something you're going to get rich on, which is what every motherfucker be thinking. They get on here and they get this shit started. Oh, yeah. Maybe they do. They make a couple of dollars. But then when the work come in to keep it going, them motherfuckers quit. I ain't mad at them. Just let me know how tough I am. Because I ain't quitting. Even when I'm broke, stinking, and hungry like I am right now. I ain't got no motherfucking money. But I ain't falling off either. And I ain't gonna quit. I'm loyal to a fault. Well, as long as I can motherfucking breathe, I'm fucking bringing the truth to your ass, and my reward is going to be your unwavering support. Dudes are approving of my methods. They like them so much to a list of, I got a list of students who supposedly, man, that's supposedly, gonna sign up in November who wanted to sign up, you know, already, but you ain't getting that $800 deal if you're gonna sign up in November. So they would rather wait. Now, I got a list, you know, and hopefully all the motherfuckers still want to sign up in November. But if I was you, I'd sign up soon, especially since the course and SW is only $800. Come on. I didn't start out blowing my horn about what I know about life. I started out blowing my horn about how what I know will change your goddamn life. Now, believe me, I ain't going nowhere. You know, I done made a great life for me and mine. You know, hey, I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams. And I'm as poor as they motherfucking come all at the same time. But my riches aren't monetary. They far outweigh my poverty, though. My poverty is monetary. Yeah, I live a good life. I'm able to pay my motherfucking bills. My daughter can want something and get it, because a part of being me is showing my girl who I'm dedicated to providing her a decent life. I'm rich because I recognize all my shortcomings I have. And I'm wise enough to see none of that shit has to do with money. It all has to do with my thought process. So it's on me. In a way, that's not really poor. All my poverty has a basis in money that I don't have. Because when it comes to being who I claim to be, I ain't short. I'm wealthy beyond my wildest dreams. In the future, I may or may not get laced with a gang of money. But if I do, watch and see if it'll be any different. Because, you know, I ain't got no goddamn money right now, but I sure in the fuck got me. Money don't make me, I make money. I keep that. That's one of my mantras. You watch and see. If I be any different when I get fat as a motherfucker, running by me. I ain't gonna change. Because you know what? Climbing that mountain to the motherfucking top wasn't no accident by me. No. Every step along the way was purposely plotted by my black ass. And when I reached the top, which I have done, I realized that I couldn't see way down there. There's a whole nother hill. Fuck. Climbed up this motherfucker to get to the top of it and have to walk 250 yards or whatever meters to start climbing a whole new hill. Yeah, but I'm saying I know in my motherfucking heart I supposed to be where I'm at. You know, when I first came up with my ideas about, you know, what to do with the internet, I'm telling you some shit right now. Oh, fuck. I forgot somebody might be on the... Oh, look, you motherfuckers ain't even calling me in. Oh, my God. You guys killed me, man. I don't know why you motherfuckers don't call in and want to kick it with it, brother, but whatever. When I first did come up with my ideas about the fucking internet, all the ideas I came up with was like fads. You know, and I saw that in time, they would pass and I would be faced with coming up with something else. I don't do that kind of shit. I play for keeps, so I don't play. I only do what I want to do. I've earned that for me in my life. So I studied, you know, more with the school, got me some degrees. And when I came up with the idea, I always wanted to help with kids at first. But when I came up with the idea of helping men, it just... I don't know. I couldn't lose it. But then I actually started writing about it, and I came up with this curriculum. And, it took me, I don't know, maybe 7 months, 8 months, whatever. And I perfected it. And what I'm saying is the difference I saw immediately was it was fake motherfuckers talking about helping men. None of them knew what they was talking about. They just was talking about what they had read. 256, what's going on?
What's happening, Rosebud?
None. What's happening with you, brother?
Hey, nothing, man. Hey, I was going to ask, so back in your heyday, man, when you're getting at women on the regular, what would you say, just on a guesstimate, what would you say was like your percentage of converting chicks to get with you or you know, reject, you know, miss?
Shit, you don't want to know that percentage. It's so low you wouldn't even want to be out there. If I talk to 100 bitches, if I talk to 100 bitches, and I mean, I might would get maybe 10 motherfuckers to like give me some serious conversation, and out of that 10, one might flip. That's a big might.
Hey,
that's why you,
bro,
hey,
that's
why
real
you,
shit.
I'm saying that's why you got to talk to a gang of bitches.
I wanted you to point that out because you Rosebud, you know, you a legend. But even yourself, back in your heyday, you had to go through a plethora just to get one, you know. And I'm saying like that's how I'm rolling,
yes.
Man.
Yes, bro. Hey, all them zeros, all them ones that say no, you wanna get as many no's as possible because that means yes is right around the corner. Get them nose out the way, bro. And don't worry about them fucking nose. They said no, so that ought to tell you you shouldn't even think about them no more. Oh, no? All right, bye. You know, like that. Shit. And then
one step closer to my next woman.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when you get her, you ain't going to remember name one of them fucking nose. hey, when you get her, if she in pocket, you going to start all over getting another 1,000 no's. Man, this shit
yes,
don't
sir.
That's what's up, bro. That's a good question. You know it. See, the thing about me, he said when I was in my heyday, getting at a lot of women, he right about that because I really don't get at a lot of women now. 430, what's going on?
Hey, bud, I just want to chime in on something you was just saying about, or the last brother, he was saying about how long it could take for you to catch. I realized in learning or gaining, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I learned in gaining my confidence that a lot of the time some motherfuckers are...
Man, your phone cutting in and out. It ain't me. It's you. Bro,
oh, yeah, my phone breaking out. But you were saying...
No, your phone breaking out. I didn't hear shit you said.
I'm going to call back from another number, but I'm going to try again.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm trying to get you guys to understand is that helping men is a real thing. But not a fad, and it's not going to work with just anybody because they say this, that, and the other. The pickup artists or whatever the fuck they talking about or these other motherfuckers with all their different titles. No, man. The only thing that's going to work is the truth about what makes you confident. And the only fucking thing that makes you confident is thinking the fucking truth, whatever you're thinking about. You know, all the bullshit you tell yourself, all the goddamn things you make yourself do to fool yourself into believing some shit, it all comes down to can you really do this? And then when I ask you about it, You ain't going to do nothing to say, yeah, I can do it. And then I'm going to just say, okay, first assignment, woo-woo, but it's going to be that. And your ass going to have to come back and tell me that you thought you could do it because you didn't really consider what you were being asked. You just was answering a question. Come on, man. I know what the fuck I'm doing. Do you know what the fuck you doing? Shit. My thing is, when you see people are fakes and they only talking about shit they read, then you know what a person like me know what to talk about. Because I knew out of all the things on the net, being a man is not a motherfucking fad. Shit. Once like I started with this, I realized I was on to something, and all these fucking years later, I'm still about my course. And I don't create different products to sell your goddamn ass. I thought of something that is never going to be a time where there's not a motherfucker that is searching for his manhood. Never. And what I'm saying is timeless. Because you see motherfuckers fucking some women 15 years later. 254, what's up?
Yeah, but I just called in a minute ago. You said I was breaking up. I told you I was going to call back. I just wanted to add to some of you. I wanted to add to some of you were saying about what one of the other brothers was saying about it taking a long time for you to catch. And gaining my confidence, I've learned that, you know what I'm saying, the difference between a winner and a loser is, you know, like you said before, it might have took you 2 years to catch at a time. You know what I'm saying? But some people, they might be down every day, and they thinking, damn, it took me 2 years. I ain't came up yet. You know what I'm saying? And they'll decide to quit. And then sometimes motherfuckers think, oh, well, they done been down 2 years, and they putting in this work, and they been caught that one, and they ain't really got their principles in order or something, so they might be thinking with they whatever they thinking with, they might not have their principles in order and be them put themselves in a trick bag and got played on, and now they bitter. You know what I'm saying? They done put all this work in to catch this bitch, and they done lost her and got played on. You know what I'm saying? The bitch looking at them like a trick, and now they in a situation where it's like, damn, they still don't realize they motherfucking playing themselves. Anyway, I'm just saying this, like, man, I just realized, man, having my principles in order with having this motherfucking confidence is a big thing, because you can gain and start catching bitches, but if you ain't got your motherfucking principles in order, you're just wasting your time, spinning your wheels for nothing.
You know it, but check this out, something you said, man. You know, it was taking 2 years. Now, it ain't take a nigga 2 years at the same bitch. You know, it takes me 2 years. Take me 2 years missing damn near bitches. But some niggas fuck with a bitch that long, talking about he trying to flip her. I don't do that little shit. That I'm sure you don't either. Sound like you about it.
Yes, sir. That sound goofy.
All right, you guys be cool. Not you guys, you be cool. So check game. I ain't really out to sell a whole bunch of shit. You know, I ain't got the character to be a fucking salesman. And you want to look at this, then you want to look at that. Man, fuck all that. You know, but about what you looking for as far as this roadmap to being the man of your dreams, I and my course are real and will last throughout the fucking ages of time. I got people that fuck with me 10 years ago that treasure they fucking course, because periodically, one dude told me he hadn't looked at it in 5 years, and when he did, it was like he never seen it. Because what it have you do is whatever growth you've gotten since the last time you watched it, you watched it here, but now you're here, and you watch it again, it's not the same thing you've seen when you've seen it here. Because up here, you're looking through different eyes. You're seeing shit totally different. That's what's so dope. It grows with you. God damn it, I don't like this phone number. What's up, 390?
Hello?
Yes, what's going on?
Yo, Big Bud. I would like to know if you could explain the difference between arrogance and confidence. This is something I'm struggling with.
Arrogance is you doing something, not giving a fuck if you're doing it right or wrong. You're just doing it because you can do it. Confidence is doing something that you know is correct, and someone else may be telling you it's wrong, but you ain't finna talk about it. You're just finna go on and do what you're doing because you're confident. And when it's done, you don't even say, "See, I told you." You just let them see it's done. That's confident.
Damn.
Did that make that clear anything up for you, bro?
She, a lot. Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right.
Okay, so my thing is this. Why fuck with Rosebud's confidence course? Well, unless you're completely in a goddamn coma, you should have seen there's only one reason to fuck with me. My shit is real and it works. You know, we all involved with the internet now. How many goddamn frauds have you personally, you know, seen on this internet? And you see they were just frauds. Or you bought some from a motherfucker and then when you want to call and ask them about it, they gone. See, there have been innumerable people who have been exposed by the internet. And I've been on the internet for over 15 years with the same shit. In the last 5 years, I've been rolling with SWU, charging motherfuckers a gang of money. Don't you think in that time, some motherfucker would have found out that I am not what I say and would have taken pride in exposing my shit-talking ass? That has been tried once or twice. But I exposed them because they just be somebody saying I ain't shit. They don't even have a course. Because if I ain't shit, you don't have to tell me what about the course wasn't right. What did not work? And what did you do to see if it worked? Because I've been running my school strictly by the course. And I got a gang of motherfuckers who swear by it. You know your goddamn self. You be hearing them calling in. So don't you think that when I spout out shit like this, it would piss some motherfucker off who didn't get what I keep bragging about? And they would call and front me off? I mean, you see it periodically when some dude have a beef with me. All they talk about is my age, which I cannot deny, nor will I. My point is they never talk about, you know, my shit, what my course can do or not do, because they know my course is the absolute shit. Any motherfucker that fucks with it, they going to tell you that. My course is the shit. Because as you know, can witness, every live video I stream, you get to see I'm the motherfucking shit. And I'm telling you not how to be like me. I'm telling you what got me like this. You could get it too and be the way you would be from getting that shit. My shows are a platform for me to spit my beliefs. My beliefs are your beliefs. You would allow yourself to believe something. What separates me and you is I'm not afraid to face what my goddamn beliefs put in front of me. Shit. I will go into the lion's den, get what the fuck I want, and not even disturb that motherfucking lion. I'm mingling places I shouldn't have access to because of my motherfucking strength. My motherfucking character, all that shit is recognized by any motherfucker that got eyes that can see. Those who don't or who can't recognize it, they left in wonder thinking about it. I am recognizing educational forums with my degrees. I'm recognized by street people, by my past. I'm recognized by serious parents, by my dedication to raising my daughter on my own, no state assistance. I'm recognized by people who have pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. And most of all, I'm recognized by people who believe I can help them become or improve themselves. This is not shit to brag about. This is shit that any motherfucker who could say it would be proud to say it, proud to announce it to the world. Yes, these are some things that are real accomplishments to me that I'm seriously proud of. Hell yeah, I'm going to charge you if you want to get coached. Hell yeah, I'm going to charge you if you want to get something from SWU. But shit, I'm not going to fuck you. You can pick any one of the motherfucking things that I've done, and I can speak about it for 20 days straight. That's because everything I involve myself in, I get real with, I immerse myself in it, and I want to do the shit out of it, whatever it is. Now, what about you? Who do you fuck with daily? I am a 10, and I only fuck with 10s. My regular friends are men of quality, and they motivate me to always be the same or better than they are. You know, we all know that if either one of us raised the bar is raised for us all. Ain't no, he did it and I can't. Fuck that. Ain't that motherfucker doing something I can't do. That's because we know we don't know it all, but until one of us or something shows us that very fact, you, no other motherfucker can tell me shit. Shante Parker, Mr. White Folks, Mr. G. Jigga, I mean, come on. A myriad of motherfuckers I didn't just mention. They're the backbone of my beliefs. I know what I believe is not only believed by me. What I believe is believed by motherfuckers in this game. They have represented it. They have, in my opinion, all their motherfucking adult lives, they've represented manhood to their motherfucking folks. And I cannot think of one thing any other motherfuckers have done since I've known them that would promote me to do anything except defend their motherfucking honor. That's because all my friends have honor about what we do and what we did. Who the fuck do you fuck with daily? What kind of people do you fuck with daily? I fuck with kings. If a child is not afraid of anything, is that good? Because he fuck with kings? Because his dad fuck with kings? Or her dad fuck with kings? I don't think so. I fuck with kings who wasn't scared of shit, but I made sure my daughter was scared of my black ass. Not in no spooky type motherfucking way. But she knew if she did something that I deemed wrong, she was going to have to hear from me. See, she knew that. So what I'm saying is because I'm a king, it don't get me away from my duties. I have regular person duties. Don't get me wrong, I was putty in my daughter's hand. But she can get anything she wanted, and she can get anything she wants. And she knew that, and she know that. But she also know I do not play. Don't be fucking with me. My father told me a long time ago that kids were supposed to be afraid of their parents. because if they ain't afraid of their parents, they'll end up getting killed out in the streets because they wouldn't be afraid of shit. If you ain't afraid of your motherfucking parents, oh, goddamn it. Private number, what's up?
What's up, Buzz? You do walk into the lion's mouth. Want to tell these motherfuckers out there, my boy Bud does, and he will stab that lion in the fucking tonsils. And I don't know, Bud, if you knew in San Francisco on Sloat Street in the zoo, people were teasing the tiger, and the tiger just jumped out and ripped those motherfuckers to death till the cops came and shot the tiger. My question for Bud is, how would Bud advise Kanye West right now in dealing with Kim, all this bullshit? If Kanye was your client, how would Bud answer it? And I love the fuck out of you, Bud. You know I do.
Appreciate you, brother. But you know, to tell you the truth, I already know I couldn't tell Kanye shit. I mean, even if I told him something that was really level-headed, something that he probably should listen to, he wouldn't, because you know what's driving him is ego. And he can do and say what he wants to because he got that paper. That's just all it is to it. Anyway, what I'm saying is this. You be scared of your parents because you know there's a limit you can go to before they go off. And that limit serves a purpose for you in life. All you got to know is there's a limit you can go to in anything you do. Fucking with the police, there's a limit you can go through. Don't go past it under no circumstances. Fucking with this dude, don't go past the limit. There's a limit for everything. But if you grew up not scared of your daddy or your mama, your ass ain't got no limits. That's why a whole bunch of motherfuckers is dead. They wasn't scared. Shit. Ain't that a bitch? That shit was so true when he told me that. All the brave motherfuckers was either shot by the police in the streets or they lost their lives on some other bullshit. Kids are supposed to fear their parents to learn what being scared is for. Being scared is to remind you you're not supposed to be doing this shit. And if you tell a motherfucking child today, go outside and play, that kid would look at you like you was crazy. That fucking kid wouldn't know what to do when he or she went outside. Children, mine are so fertile. You know, and thoughts that used to be a no-brainer. Otherwise, they used to tell us to go outside and play. We know mama don't want us in here for whatever reason, so we can go outside and ride the broom like it's a pony. Are we going to do whatever in the wheelbarrow? We're going to do some kind of goddamn shit because we want to play. See, when we were kids, we had to go outside and use our head. We used to find something that interested us, and we used to play with it. Kids today, they go to their rooms to play, or they go to the den to play on the TV. They don't use their minds to create something fun to do. It's just a goddamn shame. It's a crime, too, the way we let the kids suffer in the name of progress. Playing today for kids don't involve running around and getting tired. That's another reason your mom used to tell you to go outside and play. So when you come in, you'd be tired and ready to go to bed. Not ready, but soon ready to go to bed. You don't do that shit now when you're kids. You just exercise your thumb. That's all. Your thumb probably strong as a motherfucker. And to make matters worse, every motherfucker out there call yourselves progressive. You're not progressive if you take a fucking passive route in raising your child. I just think that. I don't know what got me on that, but something did. You know, parents are supposed to be aggressive to impress on their child. Restraint. We ain't always be there to get this motherfucker's guide, especially once they get their age and go out and do shit they want to. So I made sure my daughter didn't get it. I mean, you can get what you want, goddamn, but I ain't buying you all that TS1 bullshit. You ain't playing that shit in here. I wanted her to know that there was a such thing as you can't do that. Parents leave it up for their kids today. So my thing is, I'm into the parent thing, but I ain't into it so much that I ain't gonna finish what I was telling. But parents, they just leave it up to the kids. If it's left up to them, what the fuck are they gonna deny they felt? Shit. Everybody, as far as that goes. Well, when this is the shit I'm talking about, when this is all that's left, you know, we got people making decisions who, I mean, I'm serious. I know I'm a sound old, but I'm saying you got to think about them games that these motherfuckers be playing. The very first thing to do is kill a motherfucker. Don't think of shit. Cut his head off. Run him over. Blow them up. And I'm telling you, you ain't gonna like me saying this, but motherfuckers take that shit into life. I mean, they're not gonna throw a bomb at some motherfucker, but their first reaction is some kind of handle it a different way than talk about it. And you got to understand that shit is bad for me. Because the computer just shows you different shit, but it don't show you how to feel. So it just totally desensitizes everything about you. Okay, enough of that shit. Where's your patience at? Because I'm not patient, but I've been working on my patience. You know, on the computer. You know, if you tired and don't feel like being in traffic, you can just drive over the cars. you know, you don't want to be in the traffic jam. You know, now I believe shit, you know, has an effect in what I say. And how I act, if you was doing it, I'm sure it would have an effect on me. So my point in relationship to what I was just saying, you can't do something that you enjoy and it not have an effect on your character. It just will. So don't let your kids get sprung on that shit. Because subconsciously, those negative things stay in their mind. And as soon as they're confronted with real life situations, the first thing that'll come across their mind is what they did in their fucking games. Period. At least that's what I think. That's what I think. And that's where I'm coming from. That's what I'm ending on. You know, you guys, I can't help it. I love you motherfuckers. I don't want nothing to happen to you. I don't want you to be wake up to some tragic news about your kid or something. What I really want is for all you motherfuckers that's ready to register to enter Sidewalk University. But don't do it until the month of November so your ass can get it for $800. If you do it right now, you can get an early registration fee, which is $1,200 instead of $1,500. But if you do it in November, you get my birthday gift to you, which is making it $800 instead of $1,500. Seems to me I would wait. It's up to you. But if you don't get it in November, it's back to $1,500. It's back to $1,500 if you don't get it in November. Just remember that. The reduced prices are now $1,200, November, $800. In December, back to $1,500. And when January, when the semester start, regular price then, too. All right, y'all. I'm gone. Wait, 254, did you ask, you asked your question? No, you didn't. 254, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to say something. I heard you saying something a minute ago, Bud, talking about people wanting to pull out guns and shoot motherfuckers. And I just wanted to say, bro, it's so important what you're doing because it was a time when I thought I had some motherfucking game and I wasn't hip to your shit. And I put myself in a situation where I didn't know how to respond other than pulling out a motherfucking gun, and I ended up getting shot up myself. You know what I'm saying? And now I realize the value of my motherfucking self, and I understand the importance of my motherfucking life and what I think. And I wouldn't even put myself in a situation like that, and I think it's a real important what you're doing because I got nephews and little brothers and shit who are out here every day, you know what I'm saying, putting themselves in situations that they know they don't really want to be in. They know they not really built like that, you know what I'm saying, but they feel like the only thing they know is to pick up a motherfucking gun, you know what I'm saying, and play that game, you know what I'm saying, when I feel like you really saving lives and we'll do.
They picked the gun up over this broad. The nigga, your brother, shoot the nigga dead, your brother got damn in the pen for the rest of his life, and this broad out here fucking somebody else's life up. That's
come
awesome.
On, man.
All right, you got
it. Yeah, you done seen it a million times.
You know it. All right, hey, you guys, I'm gone, man. This was some dope. I like this. I'm out.